Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you. Honoring our veterans today. You can keep texting 615-737-1025. Your favorite veteran, we'll read those coming up at 9:45. Tomorrow is actually Veterans Day, but observe today because it's a business day. Is that right?
I think so. Yep. Plus, so, you know, we have no rhyme or reason. We can do it anytime we want to honor veterans.
That is true. We should not need a day to honor our veterans and those that serve, for sure. Let's say hello to Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, who joins us now. Chris, good morning. What's up?
Cam, I'm upset this morning.
Why are you upset?
I'm in a bad mood. First of all, I'm losing it. Silly dog under picks. That's number one. Number two, I came all the way down to Kentucky because, you know, my daughter's going to surprise me and get married and all this stuff. You know, and then we're going to have a reception later on and do something big. And the place was closed. So I'm in a bad mood right now.
What now?
What place are you headed to?
I'm in Kentucky. We went to go, because my daughter's going to get married with a pastor, whatever. And the place we were going to go do it at, just a little small, little such and such, it was closed. Where we was going to do it at? So I drove all the way to Kentucky, and now we can't have reset the thing, and now I'm upset. So I'm about to cry.
Well, why don't you come by, Chris, the studio? Well, Chase will do it here. Come by here. He'll marry him for free.
I got it. I got you, Chris.
Hey, I'll just give you $5 in some
hey, that'll work. Buy me a Coke, and we'll be good to go. That's all.
I'm in a good mood, man. I'm just kidding. I'm in a good mood. Just had a chance to see my daughter. Didn't work out, but, hey, good job.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Chris.
Right.
So,
I'm sorry to damp up the mood.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Talk to you tomorrow. Love you.
So, Mike Vrabel decision and names Will Levis the starting quarterback for pretty much the foreseeable future, and therefore Ryan Tannehill, when he's healthy, will be the backup quarterback. I was kind of surprised. I mean, I know he didn't necessarily have a choice, and it was the right move. He did exactly what he should have done, but I was surprised that he did it when he did it. Were you?
Not really, because I think he didn't really tell everybody early, because I think he wanted to respect Tannehill because of what Tannehill brought to this club. I want to take you guys down the memory lane. You know, 2019, you know, Tennessee Titans were 2-4, and it was a situation to where the franchise was in disarray. But then you have Tannehill like Superman. He comes in and saves the day. So you look at that whole situation, that what Ryan Tannehill did for this team, and I think, with Mike Vrabel showing the respect that he has for Ryan Tannehill, he just kind of let it play out. But in the back of his mind, he knew he was going to let Will Levis start.
So if now that this news has happened, how do you think the locker room is reacting to it? As Ryan Tannehill's been a guy that has done a lot for them, he's been here for a while, and now you have this rookie coming in, and it's his team.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of business as usual, because I was in a situation in 1999 where we had Neil O'Donnell and Steve McNair. We had two great quarterbacks. And that same year that happened, Steve McNair got hurt and Neil O'Donnell came in. You know, even though you switch quarterback as a receiver, I still got to do my job. I still got to run the routes. I still got to communicate with the quarterback. So even though you have different quarterbacks, you still have the same responsibility. I got to talk to them, in the huddle. I got to talk to them in the meeting rooms. I got to look at film together. So even though the guards have switched, my expectation is still the same, and that's exactly what this team is doing.
Did Jeff Fisher ever step in that 99 season and say, look, guys, whoever's quarterback, you know, we're going to roll with them and everything? Was there any kind of division? Was there any kind of anything going on behind the scenes?
No, because everybody was on the same page. You know, whoever was in the huddle, you know, we knew that we had a job. And that's what makes that 99 team so special, because there was a lot of guys that were unselfish. There was a lot of guys that made it about the team. So now when you have a situation to where Steve McNair gets hurt, and he was kind of struggling a little bit at the beginning of the season, Neil O'Donnell comes in, and then Neil O'Donnell gets hurt. And then, you know, Steve McNair comes in the game against the Pittsburgh games, comes in and makes the winning touchdowns and throws it to Aaron Kinney. Even though there were different quarterbacks, we still had a respect for each guy. Now I'm a flip it to 1995 when me and Steve McNair came in and we had Chris Chandler.
Ooh.
That was a totally different situation, because Steve McNair and Chris Chandler, they didn't like each other. It wasn't that Steve didn't like Chris Chandler. It was Chris Chandler was kind of upset that they brought Steve McNair in. So that was a different situation, because Chris, and I say this in a respectful way now, Chris Chandler made it about him as opposed to the team. Now you have Ryan Tannehill and Will Levis. They're making it about the team as opposed to themselves. That's what makes it a unique situation.
All right, you've been coaching football now for a long time. Put yourself in the shoes of a Mike Vrabel, and you're going to Ryan Tannehill and say, hey, man, we've made this switch. How would Chris Sanders approach a conversation with Ryan Tannehill?
You know, I would just go to him, especially as a man, and I know that sounds kind of cliché-ish and macho, but I would sit down there and I would communicate him with the integrity. Say, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction. First of all, I want to thank you for what you've done, and, you know, I still want you to be prepared like you're the starter, because we got to understand something. Even though Will Levis is a starter, Ryan Tannehill is one play away from being in there. So I would sit him down and say, I still need you to prepare. I need you to mentor this guy, and I want you a part of what we're doing. So if I'm the coach and I'm saying that to him, I will look at his eyes and say, okay, if you can do this, then you're going to buy in and do what we need you to do.
Would you be – I mean, it's okay, right? People are like, well, I don't know why Ryan Tannehill is upset. It's okay to be upset if you're Ryan Tannehill, right?
Listen. He's a stinking cum. He's a competitor, man. I watched his body language, you know, when he was doing the interview. He was visibly upset. His body language is low. It was like, you know what, I'm going to say the right things. I'm going to make it about team because it is about team. But as a stinking competitor, I want to play. I mean, just like my fifth year in the league, okay? They brought Yancey Digby in and they brought Kevin Dyson in. You think I'm just going to sit there and like, oh, they're just going to bring in some guys and, you know, hey, just take my position? No, I want to play. I want to make touchdowns. I want to make catches. So the same thing with Ryan Tannehill. This dude is a stinking fighter. A guy that fights and a guy that wants to win is not just going to say, well, you know, I'm just so happy I got my job taken. You know, I'll just go wait until next year. No, man. We're competitors. And I hate when people say stuff like that in a community. Oh, you know, he shouldn't be mad. He's showing emotions because you have a guy that cares. Get out of here with that when people say that stuff.
Chris Sanders is
got me riled up.
I know. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Man, I feel like Rocky fighting Apollo Creed. I'm going to kick him in the kneecap or something. Oh, you got me riled up, dang-gummit.
But, no, it's a good thing because, you know, you want Ryan to be ready to go if his number is called. But I'll ask this, and again, I agree with the decision. It's nothing against Ryan.
Absolutely.
It's nothing against Ryan, but I agree with the decision to go with Will Levis. But everybody goes to, well, what if, you know, what if he fails? What if he's not good behind that offensive line? How do you coach, you know, his confidence while also trying to develop his talent?
You know, first of all, this guy has a lot of confidence. So as a coach, I just help him make the right decisions. If you watch him in the first two games and you watch his body language, you watch when he walks in the stadium, you watch when he's, you know, looking at the front and making sure, you know, you're telling the offensive line where the pressure's coming in, talking to the receivers and taking command. So when you have a guy like that, you just develop his skill set. So when he makes a mistake, you take him to the sideline and say, you know what, the safety blitz, you know, the pressure's coming from that way, and you coach him in that way. But you already got a guy that expects to make plays. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I was talking to Teron Davenport. He's always on the show, and, you know, he covers the Tennessee Titans. He said this. He said when Will Levis walks into the stadium, there's a different kind of aura. There's a different kind of confidence. There's a different kind of attitude to where you're like, man, this guy doesn't feel like a rookie. So what you have to do is he may not feel like a rookie, but you got to development in him into a mature quarterback, and that's exactly what Mike Vrabel and Chris London has to do.
We're talking to the good man, Chris Sanders. All right, Chris, one of the most iconic plays, I think, since you guys moved here in 97 was in 98. You guys have played Sunday Night Football in Tampa.
Okay.
Steve had that amazing.
Yeah.
Were you blocking downfield or were you watching? What were you doing on that play?
As a receiver, you know, we act like we don't block. You know, I'm out there and we just kind of chest bumping. And as true story. Me and the defensive backs having a conversation like, hey, man, what you know, how you doing? I'm like, whatever. So when Steven there is, scrambling, and I think I can remember the distance. I think it was like a 65-yard touchdown. Where
amazing.
It was amazing. And me and the defensive back is like, man, he's kind of fast. I mean, you just marvel because this guy is that special. And when he made that touchdown, I said, man, this guy's the real deal, man.
He outran you.
No, easy. Pump your brakes now. He can run now, but I'm a little faster.
I remember talking to your boy Brad Hopkins on that play. He said they all started running down the field, and Brad, I think, ripped his groin muscle. And I said, I said, Brad, what'd you learn about that? He's like, never run downfield after that. So, but if you have, I'll tweet that run out because I think it that really put for us, Chris, put Steve on the map. Like, holy cow, what are we watching? It was a hell of a run.
I think the best run I've ever seen, and that was a great run that you're talking about. I think the best was in the AFC Championship game when the game was on the line and he juked the defensive end guy and took it the distance. He didn't score, but he got to the 2 yard line, and that's what sealed the deal. Let me tell you something. I ain't trying to get emotional about that thing, but when Steve in there made that run to seal the deal, I knew that this cat was something special. Rest his soul. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's a good dude, man. God, I didn't mean to get emotional, fellas, but
we love that. Yeah, I know you miss him. We all do.
I do.
Well,
man,
you know what? Don't apologize for that. That's real.
It's just that we don't value a relationship until it's gone. That's what we need to learn. I know this is about football and everything, and I'm not trying to get off the subject, but this is Veterans Day, okay? If you have somebody who's in armed forces that lost their life or whatever, go tell the person that's alive that you love her. Chase, I love you. Joe, I love you. So whoever you need to tell somebody you love them, man. We got a world where we're fighting amongst each other. Go tell somebody you love them. Go tell somebody you know you love them. Tell somebody in the armed forces that's fighting for your life. Tell them how much you love them, man. So I'm not trying to get on my soapbox, but, just wanted to share that, fellas.
No, but it's true, and absolutely true. Yeah. And we love you and appreciate you, Chris.
Love
and
y'all too, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, good luck against Innsworth tonight.
I appreciate it. I hope they show up like the pastor didn't show up at the wedding. So.
Hey, we appreciate it, Chris.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Chris Andrews, Forever Titans wide receiver.
There.
Oh, he's a great man. Always enjoy having him on, and he'll be a part of the pregame show on Sunday as well. You can check that out with Chris Sanders, Derek Mason, and Jared Stillman, Twin Peaks in Madison, 9:30 to 11:30 on Sunday for the pregame as they'll break down Titans Week 10 matchup against the Bucks and give you the latest updates before the game. NFL pregame is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and the Beast Unleashed. Coming up next, we'll get to some of your shout-outs to veterans. Get them in, 615-737-1025.
Or call.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you, too. You know, we're all feeling it today.
We're interactive. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.